Homeward Bound, September 5, The Role of the Christian Home. Walk worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. The restoration and uplifting of humanity begins in the home. The work of parents underlies every other. Society is composed of families, and is what the heads of families make it. Out of the heart are the issues of life, and the heart of the community, of the church, and of the nation is the household. The well-being of society, the success of the church, the prosperity of the nation depend upon home influences. The importance and the opportunities of the home life are illustrated in the life of Jesus. He who came from heaven to be our example and teacher spent 30 years as a member of the household at Nazareth. Concerning these years, the Bible record is very brief. No mighty miracles attracted the attention of the multitude. No eager throngs followed his steps or listened to his words. Yet during all these years, he was fulfilling his divine mission. He lived as one of us, sharing the home life, submitting to its discipline, performing its duties, bearing its burdens. In the sheltering care of a humble home, participating in the experiences of our common lot, he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. During all these secluded years, his life flowed out in currents of sympathy and helpfulness. His unselfishness and patient endurance, his courage and faithfulness, his resistance of temptation, his unfailing peace and quiet joyfulness were a constant inspiration. He brought a pure, sweet atmosphere into the home, and his life was as leaven working amidst the elements of society. None said that he had wrought a miracle, yet virtue, the healing, life-giving power of love, went out from him to the tempted, the sick, and the disheartened. In an unobtrusive way, from his very childhood, he ministered to others, and because of this, when he began his public ministry, many heard him gladly. The Savior's early years are more than an example to the youth. They are a lesson and should be an encouragement to every parent. There is no more important field of effort than that committed to the founders and guardians of the home. No work entrusted to human beings involves greater or more far-reaching results than does the work of fathers and mothers. It is by the youth and children of today that the future of society is to be determined, and what these youth and children shall be depends upon the home. The Ministry of Healing, pages 349 to 351.